Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
2511-1801-0013-4418.
Okay. Let me pull up your information real fast. All right, is this John Ray Builders?
Yes.
Okay. And who am I speaking with? Is this John?
Yeah, the owner, Jonathan Spinney.
Okay. And what's a good phone number just in case we get disconnected here?
207-266-5090.
Okay, so let me just confirm some of the information I have here on file, and then I can answer any questions. You still, billing address still 1217 Bangor Road, Ellsworth,
yes.
Maine, 04605?
Yes.
All right. Okay, and how do you structure your company? Is that a LLC or is it?
No, a sole proprietor.
Sole proprietor, okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
Been in business 43 years.
Oh, wow. So just a little bit of time. Right on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we have many programs available. So depending on your specific needs, let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction here.
Right. Well, how do you do, like, say, for example, I took $40,000 or borrowed $40,000. What's the payback
on that? Okay.
I mean, how do you do it? Do you do it? Are you one of these companies that debit bank accounts, or what do you do?
So what we do, well, it really depends on what you're looking to do. You said $40,000. Right. Were you talking about equipment, or were you talking about just like for cash flow type purposes?
Capital, yeah.
Cash flow? Okay. So what we deal with is called capital loans. Have you worked with working capital before?
No.
Okay. The way it works is it's unsecured cash, and it gets directly deposited right into your bank account, and you can pretty much use it for anything. So there's no collateral behind it. We don't come and take your house, you know, things like that. So the way that works is that it's a fixed payback rate. So there's really no APR or anything like that. So let's say if you take out like $40,000, you know, you're paying back $45,000 or something like that. Now that all depends on the term that you're looking for. So if you're looking for a shorter term, the payments might be higher.
A 2-year term or something like that.
For like how long? I'm sorry.
2-year term or something like that.
A 3-year term.
2-year. 2-year.
Oh, 2-year. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, so that's right in our alley. That's right up our alley for working capital. Now, what would you be looking for? What would you be using the $40K for?
Just equipment upgrades.
Oh, equipment upgrades.
And to pay off a vehicle loan.
Okay. Okay, so that's perfect for that. Now, when you say equipment upgrades, what do you mean by, like, are you trying to purchase new equipment, or are you just trying to repair some?
Just purchase new.
Oh, purchase new?
I just got contracted. I'm building a large house now, and just contracted 2 more houses. You know?
Oh, nice.
So I do everything. I go in on the raw lot and, you know, start right off with the septic well and driveways and foundation and everything.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, so if you're looking to bring on equipment, we would do equipment financing. It's going to be a lot cheaper for you. It's going to be a lot easier. It's going to be a lot better for you.
Well, those are just basic tools and so forth.
Oh, so like materials.
Basic tools to outfit my crew better.
Okay.
Nothing like a piece of machinery or something, no.
Okay. Perfect. Then okay. Then yeah. So working capital would work the best. So materials.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And, I mean, I have plenty of. I have great bank statements. I mean, the past. You know, I've had about $100,000 a month running through, if not more.
Okay.
You know, through my account, so that's not a problem.
Okay. Now, on these two new houses that you're coming up, when do those start?
As soon as I get this one done. I got about 3 more months on this one. This one's a $1 million house.
Okay. 3 months on the house you're doing right now. Okay. Is that residential or is that commercial?
They're all residential.
All residential? Okay. And the new one starts...
All residential builder.
Okay. And the new one starts in about 3 months?
Yeah. Well, it's possible I'll get a foundation before the frost goes in the ground this fall, you know, mm-hmm. for the next one while we're finishing up. You know, a lot of times I do that.
Okay.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just cover it up and then we see how the winter goes. And if the winter goes good, we frame it, you know.
Sure, yeah. No, my father's is a general contractor, so, like, he's been doing it forever. I know. I know exactly what you're talking about. All right, yeah, so it's definitely something we can do. Now, on these houses, how much are you, what is the return on the investment? Like, how much are you making off these houses?
Well, as much as I can.
Yeah.
Obviously. This one here, I'm making probably about, all said and done, about $80,000 off of this house here. All said and done, after payroll taxes and insurances and all, you know, everything, and then $80,000 to $90,000, and then the next two probably $60,000 to $70,000, I would say. They're a little smaller.
That's all right. Okay.
I mean, that's clear profit. I mean, I don't. That's not my expenses or.
Sure.
So, you know what I mean? Or my own taxes and so forth. That's just what I pocket, you know?
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay.
I mean, there's so much you can write off in construction for expenses. It's ridiculous. Everything I do basically is an expense once I leave the house in the morning, you know?
Trust me.
Any vehicle repairs, tire, you name it, it's all an expense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's why, you know, a lot of the people that can do equipment are at the end of the year, that we can write it off. You know, and then once it in the tax form, which is pretty nice. Okay. Now, when were you looking to get this? Like, do you have, like, a deadline or anything, or are you just...
No, I'd like to do it within a week or so, if possible.
Yeah, it's absolutely. You called the right place, that's for sure. Okay. Now, is the $40,000 that... Yeah. Well, I just have to ask a couple more questions, that's all.
I could do it on 30. I was just thinking 40.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I was actually going to say, because what I always do for my customers is I always get you guys qualified for the most amount possible and then just work back from there. Mm-hmm. So even if you get approved for way more,
right.
you don't have to take all of that, but at least
right.
it's there
right.
if you want to use it for other things. So that's what I definitely will do for you. Now, your sales, what are your sales looking like? How much did you guys do in gross last year?
Last year was about $300,000, but this year it's going to be over $1 million.
Oh, wow. You did a huge jump, yeah?
Yeah, I did a huge jump.
How come?
That's why I'm having a problem, because I'm bringing on more of a crew. And I'm outfitting, you know, I provide all of the equipment, you know, like saws and chop saws, and you know, I provide all the hand tools, I provide all the cords, you know, I have to by OSHA standards, you know.
Oh, wow. That's pretty nice. That's
because they put their hand tools in, but anything that's a power tool, I provide, you know.
Oh, okay. And that's by OSHA, huh? I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, the thing is these guys bring a chop saw that's got a bad guard, and OSHA shows up, I get the fine, not them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I see what you're saying, yeah.
So I have to provide stuff that's, you know, in good shape and reliable.
Right.
You know. So that's one of the reasons I want to upgrade stuff.
Okay, yeah, that's...
I mean, I've been working for 40-something years, so I have to admit some of my saws are 15 years old, you know?
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Now, have you gone to your local bank or anything like that? Like, have you?
I've never taken a loan from a bank. Business loan from a bank. My entire life.
Okay.
I just got this in the mail, and that's why I'm talking to you, because it came in the mail, and I got a ton of them for some reason.
Sure.
And so I just thought this one looked like the most legitimate, and maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
No, not at all.
But I mean,
not
this one had more of an explanation of things on it versus the other ones were just like these sales pitches with no explanation of payback or terms or anything. But this one did look like the most legitimate one, so I thought I'd just give you a call.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate it. And I'll be honest with you, we are the most legitimate, and I'll tell you why. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been probably in this realm for about, 5 years now. And you have a lot of people. Working capital is actually kind of new. It's been around for about maybe 8 years or so. And we were one of the first companies to start it. We've been around for 14 years, and we were one of the first people to have working capital. So once the word got out, then all these companies started opening up and doing these working capital loans. And the thing with those guys is that a lot of them will tell you one thing, like, oh, yeah, I can get you, 6 years working capital, and then they come back and be like, oh, no, we can't. You didn't qualify for it. And then they'll give you exactly what I would give you. So, sometimes they sound a lot better on paper than what they actually do. Me, I'm going to be straightforward with you and honest and upfront, 100%. That's where I want to build the credibility. I want to build that relationship. So that being said, definitely call the right place. And let's see here. Now
my deposits are average 3 or 4 a month, but they're large deposits. I mean, like I'm not like a store that takes credit cards every day. I mean, I make, like, for example, my deposits average from 100,000 to 60,000 to 80,000. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
When you're in this type of construction, you get paid on phases, so your deposits are huge, and they're less frequent, but they're huge.
Oh yeah, I understand. I deal with construction companies all day, every day. So I know where you're coming from. Now that being said, with your bank statements, because they will take a look at it. Are there any negative days in those at all?
What's a negative day?
Like, if you go negative in your bank statement?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Okay, perfect. That's one major factor.
No,
like that.
Never.
Perfect. And then your average.
I never dropped below 10 to 20,000 in my account.
Awesome.
Ever.
Okay. Okay. That's great. That is
very visible.
Okay, your credit. How would you rate your credit? Good, bad,
I think my credit score right now is about 6.5.
Okay.
Roughly, last time I checked.
Okay.
Not bad.
Sure. Now, I will let you know that I always try to get you guys, my customers and everybody, into the best programs possible, okay? So I always shoot for the best programs, and if I don't go there, then I go one step below that and so forth, okay?
Right. I understand.
Now, let me see here.
But I'm thinking in the long term, this might be a good relationship. If it works, then 2 years from now, if I need to do another loan, you know what I mean?
Yes. And one of the biggest mistakes a lot of business owners make is they don't stick with one person. And the whole thing with that is that every bank you go to, no matter where you go, you need to build that relationship. If you keep, shopping around, sticking with four different people, they're all going to give you, really high rates, and they're just going to keep doing that because you have built that relationship.
Right.
Now, my next question was, are you shopping around? And if you are, that's good for you.
No, this is the best places I call because your advertising thing that you sent me.
Okay.
With this big check for $250,000, but it actually looked the most legitimate.
Yeah, okay. So I just, like I said, stick with the relationship. You have to get past that initial relationship to qualify for the better programs, you know what I mean? So even in the beginning, if it's a little bit, you're like, holy crap,
No,
that's okay. you know, get by that, and then...
No, and I know this is... I know you're going to have make something on this. The question is how much, you know?
Yeah, of course, of course, of course. And I will get you, you know, the harder numbers for you on that, you know?
Okay, and my question is, too, is how is the payback structured? Is it structured out of my bank account?
Yeah, so it's either monthly, weekly, or daily payments.
Right.
If it does come down daily...
I would prefer monthly payments, obviously.
Of course, of course.
But it's just easier to keep track of because,
right.
You know, daily payments, weekly payments, you know, I might forget that you took a payment out. I'm thinking for statement-wise, one payment a month is, I mean, that's what I would like. But
yeah, of course. And
obviously, I might not qualify for that. I don't know.
Right, right, right. Now, I will try to get you those monthly and weekly and all that stuff, you know. Of course, that's what I will always try to do. Now, I can't promise
you...
Forget the
daily thing. I don't want that. You know?
Right, okay.
I would turn down the loan for a daily payment structure because that's just too much to keep track of.
Right,
you
okay.
Know?
Yeah, I understand. And, you know, when it comes to daily payments, you know, you're looking at 5 days a week, 21 days a month.
Right.
Now...
Well, that could work if it was that. I just looked at it as a weekly payment.
Yeah, absolutely. If you budget for...
I just pulled it up and looked at it as a weekly payment.
Yeah, exactly. If you budget for, like, either a week or, you know, you can still...
Right.
And that's what a lot of other people do, too. So you can budget for a week. I mean, that's what you probably... The monthly is more so for, you know, our people that have built a relationship with us, and we can cross over the monthly. So you're probably more looking at the weekly to daily, okay? Now, definitely push for monthly and weekly, but, like I said, I don't want to promise you are going to get it, so...
Well, push for a weekly.
Yeah, of course, absolutely I will. So that's pretty much what we got going on. Everything that you said here so far looks great. I would love to help you out and build this relationship with you and get you, you know, get you making some...
So what do you need from me?
So I'll send you an email. I'll have a list just to summarize it. But what it is just the application, 6 months of bank statements, and your tax return, and that's it.
Okay. What year? Yeah. Last year's?
Yeah, 2015.
Right.
And
okay.
Do you have that one?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then
obviously
you don't
have this year's yet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then what's a good email for you, John?
This year's return is going to be a lot better than last year's return. That's for sure.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
but we'll also take a look at the bank statements, and we can get a rough estimate of what your
yeah.
Doing, so.
Right.
Good email for you, John.
Pardon?
What's a good email for you?
Medbear. MEDBEAR. 27@AOL.com
So that's MEDDEAR.
MEDDEAR, yeah.
Okay, so MedDeer.
MedDeer, yeah.
Okay, and yeah, so I'll shoot that over. Like I said, I'll have the list of the things. Then you can either email it to me or fax it to me, and I'll probably, when do you think you can get that information over to me?
Well, probably rather than digging through my files, I'll go to the bank and just have them print me out the bank statements for
okay.
last month. So.
That's fine. Do you do online banking?
I do, but I don't know how to...
What bank do you use?
I use a bank here first... The First National.
Oh, okay.
First, they call it the First. It's a main bank, I think.
Right, yeah. Yeah, no,
I don't know if it's nationwide or not. But I think they give me the option to print them out. Or I know there's a way to save them into a PDF or something.
Yeah, there normally is.
Yeah, and create this. I think there's a way to create a file,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. I don't know if I can figure out how to do that. I can try.
That's okay. Yeah, perfect.
Right.
So, Yeah, however you want to get to me, that's okay.
Send me a fax number, I can certainly...
Yeah, absolutely.
From the bank, too, you know?
Yeah, my all my contact information will be on there. It'll be phone number, fax, all that stuff, so... all right, so be on the lookout for that, and I will call you when I receive it, and probably be back, you know, as soon as I get it, I'll start working on your file.
Right. Okay.
All right, John?
All right. Yeah, you're going to see that in my bank statements, just for the past 5 or 6 months, my deposits, I think, are in the neighborhood of, $500,000. And that far exceeds my whole gross from last year, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, you'll see that the difference between my tax return and my capital profit, you know, the profit and loss page. You know, the capital, you know, whatever they call that.
Yeah. And, you know, they really just need a tax return just to see that, you know, you're a real business. And
right. You
know,
you're going to see a massive change in my business. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, just I don't know what happened this year, but all of a sudden, and I used to build a lot of houses.
Mm-hmm.
I built over 200 in my career here in Maine. And, you know, I went on a spell where I was just doing remodeling for the past 5 or 6 years because the home market sort of died out. But then all of a sudden now, I got hit with these houses to build. So, you know, it was just a big shift that I wasn't really expecting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had to bring on new guys and increase my workers' comp insurance and everything, you know. I wasn't expecting this kind of a business, you know, shift.
Sure. Yeah.
So, all, you know, just suddenly out of the blue, so...
I wonder why that is.
I'm turning down work. I can't do the work that people want me to do. I just don't have the manpower, you know.
Yeah, no, I understand. You think about hiring some new people?
I have already, yeah. I just hired two new guys.
Oh, right on.
But I can't see last year I only had one or two employees. This year already I'm up to 5 or 6, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get, it's just so hard to get good guys. You have to, it's a real struggle to get good guys that aren't doing drugs or whatever. Don't know
or
one thing or another in the construction industry. If you probably know that if your father was in construction.
Yep, you know, I know about
it's a battle, but I'm making it. I'm gradually getting good guys, you know.
Sure, yeah. No, I know, and a lot of...
I feel bad
for construction because, like, the trade is just not going the way, you know, how it used to be. I mean...
No.
You know?
No, but, you know, the higher... Up here, this is an interesting place up here because we're right near Acadia National Park.
Yeah.
And the peninsula of where a lot of wealthy people come here, buy land, and build extensive homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So this area... has a construction boom, it just won't end. You know, the problem is being able to find the guys to be able to take on the jobs. That's the problem that we have here.
Yeah.
You know, and every company that I know right now, every construction company that's building in this area has the same problem. They cannot find guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they have more work than they can handle and cannot find guys. I mean, some of the most expensive home ever built in America is being finished up right now in Seal Cove down on Mount Desert Island. And, you know, this is the type of homes that are getting built here. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. How much is that home?
It's ridiculous. It's. I think it's upwards now. I think it's well over $200 million.
Oh, wow.
Just to build it. The trees... Where I work a lot with another contractor named Jonathan, who's building condos all over Ellsworth because this is one of the fastest growing towns in Maine. And out back here, we store trees for a company called Atlantic Landscape. There's $1 million worth of trees sitting in back of my house right now that are going to this property. One tree alone from Japan, imported from Japan, is $80,000.
Oh my 80,000?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's sitting right out back of my house right now. Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of, this area is a very interesting area, but it's not affected by the construction, ups and downs as the rest of the country. There's just more work than we can do. And I've shied away from taking on any big jobs for the past 4 or 5 years because I haven't had the crew. You know, the last crew I had 15 guys at one time. I did a big condo project down in Bar Harbor, which is a very big tourist place here. You've probably heard of it in Maine.
Yeah, I've heard of Bar Harbor, yeah.
Yeah, and, but I went through hell. You know, 7 of them were drug addicts. 5 of them didn't have a driver's license, you know. So I just kind of took a hiatus for a few years and downsized and took it easy. And then my father got sick and died and a lot of changes. But, I mean, so I'm getting hit again and I'm trying to gear up for it.
Right, yeah, absolutely. And that's, that's what I'm here for.
I don't want to turn down these houses because it's guaranteed work for the next 3 years, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, absolutely. How long do those take to be done? 2 years?
Well, no, some of them, I can get a pretty good size house done. Like this one here that we're on now, where we've got 2 more weeks to finish the exterior, will be completely done. And then we start, the plumbers and electricians are working on the inside, and it's a million-dollar house. And we started it, we poured the first concrete July 1st, so we're doing well.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing really well. I mean,
really
5,000 square feet. 5,000 square foot house.
Damn, that's pretty...
Oh, yeah, we're doing really well. We have the exterior completely done. I mean, this thing's got 3 different roof levels, different roof structures.
Uh-huh.
34 windows. I mean, it's big.
Yeah, 5,000 square feet is ginormous.
Yeah, so we've done really well. But I've been doing this a long time, so I know how to build.
Sure,
This has got no formaldehyde in it. We used all 12-inch, 1-inch thick, 12 by 12-inch boards,
What all kind of siding?
No chipboard, no formaldehyde. It's all wood clapboard and hand-trimmed, designed windows, window trim, really nice. It's all real wood, There's no formaldehyde going into this house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's right. Do you guys have basements up there?
Huh?
Do you guys have basements up there as well, or?
Yeah, this one's on a frost wall with a slab because it's a heated floor. We got the heat in the floor, So it all comes out of the slab. The slab's constantly heated in the winter.
Okay.
A lot of people are going to that nowadays. It's just such good heat,
It is, yeah, absolutely.
So it's so efficient. Once you get that slab warmed up, you could lose power for a week and your slab would still be warm in 6-7 days later.
Yeah, absolutely. And then especially over in Maine, I'm from Colorado, so we had those too. Right. Yeah, so I get that. That's pretty good.
All right, cool, send me that email and I'll see if I can get to you as quick as I can get it to you.
Yeah, that's fine, and I will, like I said, I'll follow up with you. And just to be clear, I heard the email right. It's M as in Maria, E as in Echo, D as in Dog, D as in Dog, E as in Echo, A as in...
M-E-D-B as in Boy.
Oh, okay.
Med Bear.
Not the deer.
That came from my other company I used to own, Medicine Bear. I used to be the president and owner of Medicine Bear Publishing.
Oh, wow. And then you got into construction, yeah?
Well, I've always been in construction. That was my side business. I'm an author, too. I have 4 books out.
Oh, wow. What books?
Jonathan Ray, if you can find them on the internet, Jonathan Ray Spinney.
Huh.
J-O-N-A-T-H-O-N. Ray Ari Spinney. You just go to Amazon.com and you'll find my books.
Oh, okay. Oh, right on.
I have extra income, but I don't include that on that's a different income.
I gotcha. Right on. Well,
that's my play income.
There you go. All right, John.
No, that's the income that takes care of my four children whenever they need something.
Yeah, right. Just gonna keep going back. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. All right.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot.
All right, John. Well, I do appreciate it, man, and we'll be in touch, right?
Okay. See what you can do.
Yeah. You have a wonderful weekend. If I don't hear from you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye bye.